coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
When you thought types of powder, I did come across this.
Okay.
A lesser-known fourth wise man brought baby Jesus the gift of protein powder. It was whey in a manger.
Dum, dum, da-da, Village Idiom.
Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that every single week we take a popular saying and take an admittedly shallow and hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, and if we're lucky educational dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins, but mostly we're going to use it to
cough hang, all over our, you.
Hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark.
And I am the smoking man.
What?
We should start some sort of asthmatic group. Or something.
It's lingering. I'm not a fan of this newfound cough I've developed.
No, it's terrible. It actually sounds like I've had this for like decades. It was really popular during COVID.
But I've been told on occasion that I have long COVID.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. It's a cough that lasts more than 2 months.
I'm barely bought in. What did I have before COVID existed?
You had longer COVID. You started it.
I had pre. Patient zero.
Yeah, exactly.
So obviously coughing existed prior. But anyways, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, sorry about that cough in our intro. Should we start over?
You know, it wasn't a wet cough. I will say that.
I wish it were.
It wasn't.
It would be more satisfying.
There was no
if
like,
when I cough,
phlegm.
Something happened.
I brought up a new word yesterday. It was
That's funny. You brought up a new word after saying the word phlegm.
Phlegm, which made me think of odd words. It was we were playing a game of Hughes and Cues. I'm not sure if you board game people are up with the Hughes and Cues.
I've played said game with you.
Okay, so in guessing something, it was a shade of green, and so my word was so I said fescue.
Is that a word?
Exactly.
Did you make it up?
No.
You looked it up.
No, it's just a type of grass, like it's grasslands.
Oh, wow.
Fescue, and so.
Sounds like you're angry.
Yeah. I've had fescue. But a little antibiotic ointment cleared it right up.
Road rage.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah. It'd be nice if it was like there was some material that you felt like satisfied after your cough, where you're like, oh, that was productive.
That's what I'm saying.
That was a productive cough.
Yes, exactly.
Not even your coughs are productive.
No, exactly. Yes. Now you get it. It's like, for me, it's, seems to be triggered by talking. So, like, I can go all day without coughing, but as soon as I start talking, thankfully, I hardly ever talk. Has nothing to do with my job or hobbies.
I'm a hypochondriac. And so when you start, I feel like I have something.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you just now caught it, or you just want to also...
It's a sympathetic hypochondriac.
I get it. It's like a yawn.
Yeah. It's contagious.
Yeah.
In this case, though, it may actually be contagious. Anyways, there's nothing quite as satisfying as a moist, wet cough.
There is a significant person in my life who has said, I don't know how many times, have you called the doctor? And I keep saying, yeah, I will.
On one of these things, though, I'd just take me. It's been a good run.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of...
Dr. Schmachter. If I go today, I'm happy.
I've had a good life. Yeah, I don't. But anyways, yeah, it's one of these things, right? It is a thing. I'm just not a doctor runner.
No,
or even goer ever.
I don't want to bother him.
He's busy.
Yeah.
With real patients.
Just keep your throat dry.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know.
Speaking of, I know we've one of these times we should show the video of
before.
Of you,
I know where you're going with this.
Attempting to, there's a comedian, illusionist comedian type person who swallows allegedly swallows sugar packs or this type of powder.
Powder sugar or something?
Yeah, powdered sugar situations. And he takes this whole like heaping amount, puts it in his mouth, and then shows you tongue up and stuff that it's not there.
Yeah.
And then pours dry powder out.
Yep.
And you're like, I know how he does
I
this.
I can do that.
And so I'm like, okay, you do it and I'll film it. And then, so you did it. I think we used Splenda.
I was close.
I think we used Splenda.
I'm just going to say, I had the technique. I just needed more practice. It was a one and done. I've never done it again.
Okay. So the video shows like moist Splenda spilling out your lips. And when you cough,
that
it's like
be
poofs
a great,
of air.
Great band name. Moist Splenda.
Moist Splenda. Everything's a good bad name. And just poofs of air, like a caricature comic Oh, it's so great.
It's like those videos of the baby farting with baby powder.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but out of your face. Out of your face hole. Anyway. Yeah. Well, it's good to have, you know, if you're, the condition of your spleen to be not moist. You know what I'm saying? As we awkwardly segue.
Oh, so that was your segue? Okay, here, listen.
You got to keep your powder dry. My powder is very dry.
A little two-parter there. But that's today, is keeping your powder dry, which when I went to look for clips, because I've heard this, we have a mutual employer.
Our old boss.
In the past, who said this daily.
Yeah, it was like a staff meeting regular thing. He had a couple of little phrases, his apples of gold, pitchers of silver.
Yeah.
And his other one was keep your head down, keep your powder dry.
Powder dry. And something about ammunition.
Well, it was all like was a military-ish. Yeah, keep your head down, keep your powder dry. Oh, don't get...
Oh, so, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Praise the Lord.
Which we've done. That's one been a right. previous...
I love the concept of that there's stuff that's in your hands and that there's stuff that's just not in your hands. And so the stuff that's not in your hands, you just give to God, hand it over to the Lord, let him sort it out. And then the stuff that is in your hands, you got to do something
so
with.
So how are you with... an anxious type person in general, I don't think. But how are you with... not like say there's a future for you. Let's just imagine for a second.
Okay. Yeah.
But there's some things
you need to go to the doctor to experience this future.
There might not be a future then. So glad we can laugh about that. Some things you can plan for. Some things are just like, well, we won't know till we know.
Yeah.
For me, those things that are out of my hands, I don't have a care in the world about them.
Hmm.
If it's something I need to take care of, yeah, not anxiety, but I'm like, okay, there's got to be some planning. There's got to be some things I need to do. But when it's just like, well, we got to wait and see about that, I do not worry about the things I can't manage myself.
I think that's the gist of this phrase.
Whereas people do, though. They're just like, I got to know, I'm a planner, I got to...
And pass the ammunition.
Yeah.
There's stuff that's in your hands, there's stuff that's out of your hands.
Keep your powder dry.
He would say, keep your head down and keep your powder dry.
Yeah, so this meaning, we won't get into the origins yet, but if someone tells you to keep your powder dry, they're really telling you to remain cautious, stay calm, be ready for a possible emergency, but it's the calm factor. Mm-hmm. Like, be ready, like... We're going to find out. I'm not giving away too much that it comes from gunpowder.
Okay.
That's the powder you want to keep dry. But be ready. Keep your powder dry so you are ready, but chill. Like, keep your powder dry tends to mean calm down. That's why in that little clip, which I can't even remember what it was from, keep your powder dry. Oh, my powder is very dry. Like, he's trying to say, I am calm. I am calm. But so that's the meaning. That's how you use keep your powder dry. I don't think I say it very often. I think our previous employer said it enough for everybody. And it became associated with him, not everybody used it. Yeah, it was his.
Okay,
his
so
deal.
I have this little game
set
up for
you.
I
want a quiz, and I'm going to guess what type of powder it is.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
No, it's so military type idioms that keep your powder dry.
Okay.
And I've got 10 of them. And legitimate children, I very much encourage you to play along.
I will beat them.
Chime
in. I will smite you, legitimate children.
If you get 10 out of 10, I will give you the moistest kiss you've ever had.
And a Villagidium sticker.
Yes. Wait, pick which one.
Are you talking to me or the illegitimate children?
Illegitimate children.
That's how we ended up with illegitimate children. Your moist kisses.
That's how we ended up with incurable cough diseases. The moistest kiss you've ever had, okay?
Wow.
Okay, so those are the stakes on the table.
Splendid dripping.
10 for 10. I may need adjusting.
Sorry,
along the way.
What is the quiz or what is the game?
I'm going to give you a partial phrase of some sort of military type idiom.
Okay.
And you're going to finish it for me.
So not necessarily about powder or moisture or dryness.
Number one.
Okay.
Keep your head down.
And your powder dry.
That's like a freebie. It's like I want to give you a moist kiss.
Yeah, that's one for one.
Okay. Okay, the legitimate children out there. Okay. Old soldiers never die.
Young ones never prosper.
I can't believe you pulled that out of the wrong bucket.
Out of the wrong thin air. Hey, say the beginning again.
Very thin air. Old soldiers never die.
They just...
Yes!
Wait, don't say
it. Oh, my goodness.
Old soldiers never die. They just...
Yes, I'm going to give you this.
Stay as long as they can in their foxhole.
They just fade away.
Oh, fade away.
Okay, so you subliminally had something there.
Yeah,
that you
I
went
feel
to.
Like I've heard that one before.
Yeah, it's not ridiculous.
Village I was going, children. Trying to keep it military. Like, they just march on. They just
it's like
dig a new
number
trench.
Three, it's like bringing a knife.
To a gunfight.
To a gunfight. Classic.
2.5 out of 3.
Okay, so if you get 9.5.
Then you're still giving me a wet kiss.
You're getting I'm the wettest
to,
kiss.
I'm trying to lose here.
Okay. Close only counts
in horseshoes. Oh, wait. Horseshoes and... close only counts in horseshoes and...
Yes.
Is it torpedoes? I can't remember.
Village of the Children, I know
only
you know this
in
one.
Horseshoes and...
3, 2, 1. Horseshoes and hand grenades.
Hand grenades.
If you get 8.5 or higher on this quiz, you will get the wettest kiss you've ever received. Okay, here we go.
I hope it's a Hershey's kiss soaking in a glass of water.
Don't shoot.
The messenger.
The messenger. Okay. That's
a military one? Oh, because it's shooting?
Shooting the messenger. Yeah, I'm sure we can, if we haven't covered these in past idioms, we can cover them in future ones. We're only bearing down on 300. There's like 700 more to go.
That's right.
So, okay. This one is, we'll see what you get. More than one string.
To kill a cat. Yes. More than one string. I'm trying to think of, to.
There's more than one string. Not a guitar.
Know. I don't know. I don't know. Parachute?
Things that have string.
And military?
Yep.
Parachute.
I'm going to go.
Tent.
If you get 7.5 or higher. No. Okay. There's more than one string on their bow. Or to their bow. To their bow. Meaning so that they have backup plans type thing. Okay. Here we go. Final four. All's fair in.
Love and war.
Yes. Okay. 3 more to go. Speak softly and.
Carry a big stick.
Okay. You're nailing these ones. This one is going to be hard.
I got it.
Okay. Taking.
That's all you're giving me?
Yes. It's a two word one.
Taking.
And it has.
I wanted immediately what came to mind was taking names and. Whatever. Oh, yeah.
Kicking butt and taking names?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one has to do with being in the crossfire of...
Just taking aim?
It's taking flak.
That's military?
Yeah.
What's flak?
Okay, so when they're shooting up in the sky in an airplane and you see those explosions happening off on the side of the airplane?
Yeah.
That's flak.
So what's shrapnel? What's the difference between shrapnel and flak? That'd be a great cartoon character's names.
That sounds like the name of an excellent album cover.
Shrapnel and Flak.
Okay.
It's Lilo and Stitch. A penguin and an alligator. They're buddies.
Shrapnel and Flak.
Yeah.
And they have like hard helmets on?
Yeah. Yeah. They're in the war. There's no explanation of why they're in
Neither
the war.
Neither can use a machine gun because they don't have opposable thumbs.
Right.
Yeah. It makes it really tricky. So like that guy, he carries them on their back out of the battlefield. Safety.
But they also work together. So like when they got across water, the penguin hops in the alligator's mouth.
That sounds safe. Safe place to be.
That sounds safe. Taking flak.
Okay. Final one. Fighting an.
An or and?
An. It's two more words.
Fighting an.
It's up. Fighting an up.
Hill battle.
Yeah. There you go. And that'll. Give you a good solid 7.5. If you got 8.5 and higher.
Has to be somebody who beat me.
You message me and I'm going to give you the wettest kiss you've ever had.
Why does it have to be a wettest kiss? What if they just want a sticker? Village idiom sticker.
If you're lame and you want like a sticker or you want the wettest kiss you've ever had.
These are your options.
Okay. Well, that's. I think you did really well. These
Thanks,
are some
man.
Military type idioms. So
that was tricky. I thought you were going to give me
when you thought types of powder. I did come across this.
Okay,
a lesser known fourth wise man brought baby Jesus the gift of protein powder. It was whey in a manger.
Nice.
There you go. You're saying.
That's really funny. Some way in a manger.
Some jacked up guy on steroids and protein powder. It's way in a manger. Yeah.
With an Arnold Schwarzenegger accent.
It's way in the manger. Get down if you want to leave.
All right.
There we go.
There we go. Well, we thanks for listening, everybody.
We should probably find out where it actually comes from.
Oh, you want to do that? Yeah. You still want to continue?
That's why they're here.
That wasn't that's enough why they're for
here.
You.
Yeah, that's why they're here.
I said some words. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind. Origin.
All right. Well, let's get into it. This is going to be pretty short and sweet again, but yeah, well, it's all right. It goes back to 1642, and speaking of uphill battle, this is Oliver Cromwell at the Battle of Edge Hill, and he's supposed to have told his roundhead troops. I don't know what that means. What a roundhead troop is. Does that mean anything to you?
A roundhead. Maybe that was the style of helmet they had.
Yeah. Anyway, he told his roundhead troops in the opening fight of the English Civil War, quote, "Put your trust in God, my boys, but mind to keep your powder dry." Mm-hmm. So officially, nobody ever wrote this down. It was rumored for him to have said that, but believed that to be his actual words. But it wasn't reported officially until 1834. But every reference, every resource I could find says it was him. Oliver Cromwell, 1642. But in 1834, it was written by Bergen Evans. And did I not write it down? I didn't write it down. But there was a poem that included the story of Oliver Cromwell and the English Civil War. And it was phrased just slightly different than just simply put your trust in God, my boy. It was shorter to make it work with the poem. But Oliver Cromwell gets all of the credit. He gets Oliver credit. That's put your trust in God, Oliver my boys. Twist. Which is interesting because the ammunition one is praise the Lord, pass the ammunition. This is trust in God, keep your powder dry.
It's awesome.
So it's like clearly this evangelical Christian whatever. As a point of interest, I guess there's Keep Your Powder Dry was also a movie in 1945. There was a book in 1942 called excuse me, and Keep Your Powder Dry, an anthropologist look at America. I'm gonna cough again. I need some dry powder. So, yeah, Oliver Cromwell gets all the credit for saying it before a big war, before battle.
Again, there's stuff that's in your hands and there's stuff that's just out of your hands. Don't sweat the petty and don't pet the sweaty. Amen.
What?
I don't know. Sounds like a Bible verse.
Wait, say that again.
Is it a proverb?
Don't sweat the petty, don't pet the sweaty. That's actually fantastic.
That sounds like a quote from my mother.
Can't believe that was just said.
Well,
yeah, so that's it. Keep your powder dry, trust in God.
Okay, well,
both are good advice.
I like it. Oh, so on a completely, I went out with my my synthesizing buddy the other day to go down to the shooting range.
Did you?
I did.
Wait, that's a weird combination of words.
Okay.
You went with your synthesizer buddy to shoot guns.
Yeah. Well, he's not synthesized. He's not like AI or anything like that. He's a real person, but he's a synthesizer fanatic.
I got it.
Yeah. To go down to the range and just lay out a 22. So without getting into, you know, so he's got, there's a variety of rifles.
Okay. This is what I was going to ask you. Can you borrow or rent there?
Yeah.
Or do you come in with your own?
You come in with your own, but you can rent.
So you have to have your license, but if you don't own...
I think you're allowed to shoot like a 50 cal.
Okay.
Which sounds ridiculous inside the area. Yeah.
And you're paying per ammunition kind of thing?
No, you bring your own ammunition. You're paying for time and targets. So anyways. Okay. So So he goes frequently and is much more dialed in. I've been twice.
Okay. I was going to ask you how often you've gone because.
So I went. This is my first time with having my pal that I've been.
Did you take your own in?
No.
Okay.
No. No.
Have you ever fired your own?
I've never fired my own. So, anyways, so he has a variety of cool things. Okay, so,
I didn't know this about your synthesizer friend.
Okay, and so
if it's who I think it is.
At the very end, it's like, okay, we've got 10 rounds of this. We got two clips of 10 rounds. Let's go to the target. You know, we'll get dialed in. You take a clip of 10, and I'll do a clip of 10, and we'll just kind of see who does better. Okay, so he puts at 30 meters, which is pretty. It's not close. 30 meters, he puts things into the size, less than a saucer plate. Yeah. Yeah, for like a teacup, less than a saucer plate. Pretty nice little spread, standing, so it's
with not, one hand in his pocket.
Exactly, like the Olympian guy. So he's not like braced, or he's not like leaning on the table. There's not like some special, you know,
is this a handgun or a rifle?
It's a rifle.
Okay.
Okay. And so it comes
this
up.
This is 22.
Yeah, it's a 22.
Okay.
So it comes up to my turn. I couldn't even tell you where they hit. We looked at the thing afterwards because it previously like used target. We selected a zone that hadn't been used. I got nowhere in the zone. And I felt like, I'm going to nail in this. And nowhere to be found.
Wow.
Yeah, you could come at me in if it was the military. And
if you're 30 meters away, you're fine with you.
It's terrible, man.
Maybe it's just a self-healing target.
I'm going to have to go again to get better. Yeah, so anyways.
I want to go.
Yeah, I want you to want to go.
Yeah, I want to want to go.
I want you to want to want to go.
I want you to stop offering sloppy kisses. Yeah, no, I really want to go.
If you go with me to the range, I will give you the wettest.
I don't own anything. And so I keep meaning to ask you, do I need to own something to go there? And
if you miss
the next question is, I'm ready to own something.
Okay, I'm also feeling your vibe.
Yeah.
So yes, and so our friend is a wealth of knowledge.
Okay.
And so, yes, anyways... So keeping your head down, keeping your powder dry, fun stuff. I could see it being a really big deal back in the day of muskets and whatnot.
I'm trying to think of who you went with, and I can't imagine, or can I?
Yeah, yes.
I can. Okay. I can't wait to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I really want to go. Yeah. Like, I don't know why I've put it off this long. My license finally came. We're talking a long time about just shooting things.
Almost but a year since September. We did it in September.
I didn't get my license. Quickly, though.
Sure.
There's some
yes.
hoops to jump
all the
through.
Things. All the things.
Yeah. Well, let's
maybe there's some back-to-school sale or something. That's terrible, kind of. But
wow. Back-to-school
sale. I'm trying to think of times that there's sales. The back-to-school. Christmas would probably been a better choice. Yeah.
Oh, that's 4th of July.
4th of July.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's coming.
Well, all right. Well, there you go. Yeah.
Labor Day.
Perfect.
Perfect. Oh, well. Well, we should really get into some riddles. I didn't mean that in that way.
That's no, terrible. I know you didn't. It was just a classic go-to. Riddling is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question, requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or word. So, for example, if you can remember a week ago, Skinny, we did the idiom in like Flynn.
Okay.
And we left everybody with this one. And you, last week, I don't know if you've even given it a second thought since we left, but... you were completely stumped. Okay. And here goes. As romantically successful as actor Errol and as politically successful as Democrat Edward. So the first one has to do with the origins.
Okay.
The second one was an alternative origins. No thought?
Flynn B. Johnson.
Pretty close. It was in like Flynn like Flynn.
Wow.
Because... possible option was in like Flynn had to do with Errol Flynn.
Okay.
The other option was in like Flynn possibly had to do with Edward Flynn. Mm. So it was in like Flynn like Flynn.
Okay.
And that's sort of how you play Riddling.
In like Flynn like Flynn. That's really clever. I wished I'd got it.
I know.
Because that's really
I thought
juicy.
You might have because it's a fun one.
No, I'll leave this. I leave it behind. There's stuff in my hands. Stuff not in my
stuff
hands.
Stuff out of your hands.
I leave it behind.
Yeah. I get it.
I'm unburdened.
Okay. Give me one.
Okay, I've got two prepared, and I'm ready to give you the first one.
Okay.
Chinese Sichuan chicken dish.
Wow.
Chinese Sichuan chicken dish in a barrel of explosives.
Okay.
Chinese Sichuan chicken dish in a barrel of explosives.
So,
illegitimate children, are you chewing on that out there?
So I've got two things in my mind that don't go together. I've got General Tso.
Okay, not that one.
And I've got
there's another
TNT.
Equally, there's another equally famous Chinese Sichuan chicken dish.
Is there?
Yeah.
Not General Tso.
No, it's
Is it a name?
An old David Carradine character when he was pretended he was Asian. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Kung Fu.
Okay, you're on the right track.
Oh, okay. So
Chinese Sichuan chicken dish.
Kung Fu.
It's part of that.
Kung Pao. Kung powder.
In a barrel of explosives.
Kung powder. Kung powder keg. Kung powder keg.
Yes. Woo!
Can you see the smoke? That's the gears are spinning.
That's the gunpowder working.
Oh, man. Kung powder.
I saw.
Yeah, you're right. Kung Pao's pretty.
I saw Splenda coming out of your mouth. Yeah. Out of your ears.
Okay, I got one for you.
Sure.
Now I lay me down to sleep. My TNT stays out of the room. Can I hear it again?
Sure.
Now I lay me down to sleep. My TNT stays out of the rain.
I pray the Lord, my soul, to keep your powder dry.
That's right.
That's so ridiculous. Okay. Okay, I've got another one here. Now, there's only certain legitimate children are going to pick up on this. I trust you're one.
Okay.
Okay. Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar sing from a land down under.
Okay, say it again.
Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar sing from a land down under.
That's got to be Three Wise Men at Work.
Yes.
Nice. I like it. Oh, yeah. I was just listening to Men at Work the other day.
Were you?
And I'm like, this is good stuff still.
Yeah.
This is good. I got one more, but let's leave it hanging out for our very intelligent...
Illegitimate children. We would love to hear from you on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
All right, here it is. Avoid moisture on your talcum. But watch a movie in your car.
Got it.
Avoid moisture on your talcum, but watch a movie in your car.
And that is 3 minutes gone.
Beauty.
I keep hearing every year that's shutting down, by the way.
This is the one.
Is it?
Yep. Yep.
Allegedly.
Got, maybe a month
to jump
in there? I actually really want to because this is the dumbest reason. Because I'm a big fan of the drive-in. That's what you're talking about, right?
I didn't know you were spilling the answer.
What answer?
To nothing. Continue. Yeah.
You're talking about the drive-in down the street.
Yes.
It's going to shut down.
Yes.
It's the final season.
Yes.
I want to go because they have a collector's t-shirt.
Oh, really?
They should have offered the t-shirt years ago. Maybe they would have made more money because I'm like, yeah, I got to get the final season.
Oh, no.
Twilight drive-in t-shirt.
And I'm a 2XL. And so my shirt size goes first. People who sit in their cars by themselves eating popcorn, 2XL. That's guaranteed. Funny. There's going to be lots of mediums and smalls available.
That's really funny.
Anyway.
They had a great double feature the other day, Twister and Twisters.
Oh, funny.
Like, man, I wish
we watched it at home and then watched it at the...
Oh, did you?
At the theater, at the movie house.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good stuff. Well, it was fun putting today's episode together. Hope you enjoyed
it. Loved it.
Get back on that treadmill.
If you learn anything from this, just keep on exercising.
I'm Skinny.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
Isn't that, like, motivating?
I'm keeping it dry.
Last 3 minutes gone.